communities around the world are battling with being able to provide the normal amenities of civilization post-coronavirus and at the same time have their citizens get by. Here in New Zealand, we're debating rates rises and what, as we said earlier, what councils may need to look at in terms of service cuts and so on. A small town in the US state of Washington is printing its own currency. That's its solution. It started using wooden dollars that can only be spent at local businesses. The Honourable Wayne Fournier is the mayor of the town of Tenino. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
You had this big idea sitting in a council meeting, I think. How did you come up with it?
It wasn't, you know, this was not a novel idea on my part. Our community during the Great Depression in 1931, our city's leadership, they came up with the idea of printing local currency that would be backed by the deposits that were in the bank. People from all over the world heard about it. They were talking about it in halls of Congress, and we're just a little town in the Pacific Northwest of, you know, 1,800 people now. And so that has been part of our kind of our city's lore for the last 100 years. We talk about it. We're really proud of our history here. And we were talking about microloans, working with credit unions, business grants. And the idea that kind of rose to the top was, again, printing our own money and issuing money to individuals that have been damaged by the pandemic. And we have this old printing press that was used in the 1930s that's still in our museum and still operates. And so we went and we fired up the exact same machine that was from the 1870s, and we printed money on wood veneer scraps just in, you know, very much in the same way as we did 100 years ago. And we now have a program where people can come and apply to receive up to $300 if they can show that they've been affected by the pandemic. And then the city works as the treasury and financially backs one-to-one to the U.S. dollar, the COVID bucks or the Tenino bucks, and it seems to be working. It's pretty wild.
This is money that comes from your coffers, so here in New Zealand, the argument is over whether citizens can afford to pay rises and rates that are needed to keep towns and cities ticking along. You are raiding your treasury. So how are you managing to do that? Because you have a poverty problem where you are, like everywhere else.
Yep. Well, we've worked really hard over the last 10 years, you know, since the recession. We've been pretty diligent, and the economy has been good over the last decade, where we've been able to put money away into savings or, you know, kind of have an emergency fund. So, you know, if we can help them to where they're not going to be behind on the bills, lose their house, get their water shut off, those things, were, you know, that's money well spent.
Yeah, I understand the reasoning. So you give them wooden currency worth $25. There's a Latin inscription on each wooden note. What does it translate as, Wayne?
Let's see if I can. I only took a year of Latin, so I'll try to read it. But it says, Habemus autem sub potestate, which means we've got this handled.
We've got this handled.
You know, I have people calling in the city, and they're like, well, you can't print money. That's against federal law. I'm like, well, we'll figure that out after we're done helping everyone.
You're a bit of a maverick mayor. You've been a firefighter. You once did a series of Banksy-style guerrilla art projects in the town, taking a swipe at local politicians.
Yeah, I did. When I just turned 40, so I'm getting up there. But when I got into politics at like 31, 32, and you know, we did it by like kind of studying, guerrilla tactics and using bikes and painting them yellow and leaving them under street corners and making people wonder why they were there. And then we would kind of come out with secret messages saying that they're public property and they're there for the public to use. And then the, you know, kind of the entrenched regime at the time was saying, well, they're not public property. They're, you know, remove them off the streets. And then we'd fire back, well, how can you not like bicycles? You kind of make them feel like old, you know, fuddy-duddies. And, you know, the kids thought it was cool and it was kind of fun. And So we kind of had like a mini coup d'etat in around 2012 that was something at the time.
Yeah. All right. And getting back to your currency, you can't use the money to buy cigarettes, lottery tickets, alcohol, that sort of thing.
Correct. Yeah. We feel that it's for, it's for personal necessities. So we're printing and we're backing it 1-to-1. We now have people from outside of our borders, so outside the city, that are willing to pay more than the face value. There's some people that are offering like 7 times the face value of the currency that we're printing. So our Tenino dollars are worth more than the U.S. dollar right now in kind of like in a exchange rate sense.
Wow. Is that because of the novelty of them?
It's novel. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of sexy because it's almost a little roguish or a little rebellious, as you put.
We're talking with Wayne Fournier, who's the mayor of the town of Tenino in the state of Washington. And just in case anybody's just tuned in, this is separate from any welfare system run by governments and for people and businesses, because that's happening internationally. What you're doing is good for little communities, maybe, to keep the money in those communities, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can only be used here.
Okay. And is it backed by a bank or it's just backed by the town?
It's backed by the city government. So
okay.
The city is acting as the Department of Treasury.
All right. And the economics of this, you don't have endless money to give out, but you're trying to give out enough to keep people's heads above water. And in turn, I guess you'll get them able again to support the town when they pay their rates bills sometime.
Yeah. We have a local school bus driver. The school bus driver doesn't work for the school. It's a contractor, private company that the school uses. And typically in a calendar year, the school bus driver is working their school bus routes, and that's their, and that provides their base wage, which is tough to get by on as its own. But in a normal year, the school bus driver is getting extra money by doing field trips, school sports. All those things are canceled, and instead of being laid off, the school bus company said, hey, we're going to, not knowing the real ramifications, the school bus company says, we're going to keep you on the books and we're going to pay you, but you can't get that extra money. So then she's stuck with her base wage, which is like poverty level, and so she's been harmed. And, this woman had her hearing aids repossessed because she couldn't make the payments on them. Because she's been harmed by this, she can come in and she's been eligible for $300 a month of wooden money, and then she's able to take care of her groceries and her gas and things like that, and hopefully that's going to give her the relief that she needs to be able to maintain her hearing aid payments, make her pay her water bills. By the end of it, hopefully she'll be able to come out of it where she's not going to be horribly in debt.
Yeah, I see the logic. In the Great Depression, there was a newspaper that started paying its employees with wooden money, and they in turn patronized the newspaper's advertisers, who continued to advertise to keep the newspaper going. So closing the loop in that way sort of works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the way the U.S. dollar works. It's just yes. On a larger scale.
Small towns around the world are copying you. In Italy, Mexico, Brazil, this idea of yours is taking off.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Well, you see, economists struggle to get their heads around this and to see the proven benefit. They're not saying there isn't a benefit. They're saying it's hard to quantify, in Wayne. But on the streets where you are, you can see the benefit?
Absolutely. There's a symbolic aspect of it, too, of saying we've got this handled and here, get back to it, spend some money in town, support each other, work together, we're a community. That intangible aspect of it, to me, that's where the magic is.
Priceless. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
At some point, you will declare the currency worthless?
Well, at some point, we will say that the city will no longer perform the duty of redeeming it. At that point, we would open up or entertain the idea of selling them to collectors, or we've also started to have talks with the Chamber of Commerce to devise a way that we could continue a local currency program. Maybe it'll be a different issue of the wooden dollar, but there is interest in having a sustained local currency program.
Well, that's interesting because it could be a long haul ahead, couldn't it?
It could be. Yeah, I mean, 2020 is anybody's game at this point.
Good of you to talk to us and to explain what you're doing. So you've noticed, basically, you know, you talked about the intangible benefit. You've noticed the spirits of the town lift.
Yeah, there's a lot of pride in independence. And, you know, to provide hope, people need to have something to hold on to. They need to know that there's a community there that they're a part of. And, you know, that is all, I believe, also can be shown here.
Yeah, eloquently put. Thank you very much for your time, Wayne. A pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, it was nice to talk to you.
That's the Honourable Wayne Fournier, the mayor of the town of Tenino in Washington State.